All right, Kibbutz, good morning. Let's begin. Oh, Hashem. All right, we are picking up in the mid. Yeah. We're picking up in the middle of the Maisa in the fourth parak. So remember, again, we're dealing with these incredible, well, we'll see the mashal, but we're dealing with the incredible Maisa as brought down by the Piagetzna with the Sandler. Right, remember, again, we're not going to have to rehash the entire story, but the Sandler, ultimately, again, who as a result of war was suffering through famine with his family, again, mamish about to expire, goes out to the field and begins to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're in the second paragraph, page Mem Vav. Umama od ma'alanu ato, she'estartas panacha mimenu. So says this broken shoemaker to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and see how difficult it is now that you have hid your face from us. Halev misgageya el kidusha secha, el kidusha secha shenestarta vanefesh so'ekes karveni avi. Right? The soul, the heart yearns for your holiness that you have hidden and obscured. The soul cries out, bring me closer, Father. Ve'in keshef, but feels like no one's listening. Vaf bisha shem is orer hir hor tshuva be'ish Yisrael. Umis yashev halo agodol avonosai richakani Hashem. Noshuv no ilav and avdehu, vegam hu ke avrachamon ilinu yoshuv. So the Sandler crying out, remember again, you have to appreciate the profundity of this moment. His wife and his children are literally dying at home. He's out in the forest, pouring out his heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, he's saying, Baruch Shalom, help me. Become closer to me, bring me closer to you. Ki me'as yistarta me'itanu, takfu aleinu kol kach tzoros rabos, hein be'inyone parnosa, ve'hein b'shar inyonim, asher kol kach mitamtumos es haliv, umatridos es hanefesh, ad shema'aviros osanu aldas koneinu chas v'shalom. Ribo Shalom, life has just become incredibly and overwhelmingly difficult. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just take care of us. Because the more challenges you throw away, the more difficult it is to connect, the more difficult it is to feel a sense of holiness, the more difficult it is ultimately to engage in a relationship with you. And if you keep pushing, and if the circumstances become so incredibly difficult, chas v'shalom, there could come a point in time where the relationship is fully fractured. Ribono shalom, this is the end of this tefillah. Ribono shalom, lo alai bilva dani mispala. I am not only davening for myself. Rak al kol banecha bnei Yisrael. I'm davening for all of your children. Avarachamin, eich azavta es banecha ba'olam kol kach atzuv v'ayom levadam. My compassionate Father, how have you left your children alone in a world that is so sad and in a world that is so overwhelming? First of all, these words are so incredible, because what he's saying over here is, okay, obviously I'm davening for my family, because my family is about to expire, right? My family is about to die. My family is about to perish in hunger. But emotionally, what's happening to my family is symptomatic of what happens to your children and what has been happening to your children for so long. How can you leave us alone in a world that is so sad and that is so overwhelming? Veich tabit kishem isbosasim b'damak oseim b'tacharish. And how can you look on while we suffer? Avalois parnasinu bilvadani mavakish, rak oscha avi ahuvi, ves kedushas malki ukidoshi ani mavakish. Ribono shel olam, I am not only asking for parnasa, but rather, again, I'm asking for you, my beloved Father. I'm asking for you to have compassion on me. I'm asking for you to redeem us. Ushlach lanos Mashiach tzidkecha ata. V'navducha biyira ubi'ava kasher levavenu mishtokikim umiyachalim. Ribono shalom, I'm not just asking you for parnasa. I'm asking you for Mashiach. I'm asking you for geula. I'm asking you for redemption. I'm asking you to take care of us. I'm asking you just to bring an end to our difficulties and our suffering. We'll say an incredibly profound and overwhelming tefillah. V'hinei, last paragraph, page Mem Vav. V'hinei, ki ha'ir ba lifkos ul hispala, v'yi'af v'lo ha'yo lo b'mala ha'shiv esrucho elav min atzom, o min abechi v'yis alaf. So we'll say, so what happens? As a result, ultimately, again, of this intense prayer, of this incredibly intense connection. So what happens? The man literally has, because of the crying, because of the tefillah, he faints. He faints. He just simply fainted. Vihine, hereach reach tov chazak ma'od, v'atashav elav rucho ma'at. So what happens? He smells an incredibly intense and fragrant smell. And as a result, his spirit is revived, and ultimately again, he awakens. He comes back. V'atashav elav rucho ma'at, v'yar. He opens his eyes, and what does he see? V'hine perach yafet ma'od, asher gadel bayar, u'mimenu nodev recho ha'eref. He opens his eyes, and what does he see? There's a beautiful little flower that was growing in the forest, and it was from this flower that he was getting this scent that revived him after he had fainted. So this flower producing such a strong aroma that literally again it awakened, had awakened him from his fainted state. So he gathered his strength, he stood up, he went ahead and he cut down the flower. And he figured, you know what? I don't have bread, but at least again, the same way that the strong scent of the flower revived me, so I'll run back home, I'll take the flower back home to my wife, to my children, and the scent of the flower will revive them. Page Mem Zayin. So as he's walking home, V'hine merkava nosa uba yoshev adon echad. A carriage with a well-dressed man pulls up in front of him. And the man in the carriage calls out, ultimately again, to the sandler, to the shoemaker, and he says, Shma lecha ani, lama lecha perach kaza. Listen, pauper, why do you need that flower? Tna'o sali, ve'etne es secharcha kesef. Go ahead, give me the flower, and name your price. Name your price. Whatever you want, I'll give you. Just give me the flower. Listen to this. Vayana ani, lo em karena bekesef. The ani says, "Listen, it's not for sale. I don't want money. Rakim titim li kikar lechem baad ishti ubanai, hagov im barav zeshloshi yamim, etein lecha saperach vaod avarecha chalif nehashem." So the pauper says, "Here's the deal. If you give me the loaf of bread, right, so that I could go ahead and literally give life back to my wife and to my children, right, I'll give you the perach. Etein lechas haperach, v'od avrach alef ne'ashem." See, here this dramatic idea. So the adon says, name your price, whatever you want, I'll give to you. And the ani says, no, it's okay, I don't want a price, I don't want money, just give me bread. We've been fasting for 3 days, give me bread. And that's good enough. Vayimkar es pircho ba'ad halechem, vayoratz al beiso sameach. So the pauper sells the rich man the bread for a couple of the flour for a couple of loaves of bread, and mamish again, everybody's happy, right? The adon is happy because he got his flour. The ani is happy because he got his bread. And shalom al Yisrael, everything is great. Listen to this. Vayhi balayla, and it was that night. Vayar es aviv v'chalomo. The pauper is asleep after finally having filled his stomach with some bread. And what happens? He sees his father in a dream. Father who had passed away years before. Sees him in a dream. V'hine korea es begadav. The father in the dream is tearing his clothing. Ubocha, and he's crying. Umake aliba, and literally again he's pounding against his heart. V'omer, then the father says to his son in the dream, Dolecha, shetfilascha asher hispalalta hayom bayar. That tefillah today, my son, which you said, which you davened in the forest, also berash lamarom. It literally made such a rash, it made such noise in the celestial sphere. V'cham alochi rachim misoru v'tzaku el Hashem. Ad masay lo tirachim al tzuncha midukoim. Va'al banecha hatavuim kol kach b'tzaros. V'eshimcha inam shochachem b'cha kol kach kishurim. And it made a rash. It made a lot of noise in the celestial sphere. And the Malachim, everyone in the celestial sphere, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how long can you let this go on? Look at your children who love you so much. Look at your children who have a connection to you even when times are difficult. Look at your children who do not forget you, who do not forsake you. How long are you going to let them suffer like this? Mechitas habarzal sher ben Yisrael avim shevashayin kivar chishva li yishaber. V'cholat filo sheespalalu Yisrael me'az v'lo alu ata alu. V'oreru rachamim mibal harachamim legalos esakeitz. And literally, again, the iron wall, which sometimes separates our tefillos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, came down. All the tefillos that were separated from God for all of these years came rushing in before the celestial throne. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was finally ready to bring Mashiach. V'yotza HaKaros. And the word went out. Kevan sha'ata b'tchilas chakirafta asakeitz. Lochein yiskale lecho haperach asher bo lahachios hamesim. So this is absolutely amazing. It was determined that ultimately, again, because it was you who went ahead and decided, it was you whose tefillos literally pushed the hand of God to bring Mashiach, that you are going to be given the gift of the flower. He's quoting over here actually a medrash from Koheles Rabbah, and the medrash in Koheles Rabbah says that there is a flower ultimately, again, that is going to go ahead and create Chiyas HaMesim. A flower that is going to go ahead, whose scent is so strong that it creates the resurrection of the dead. So it was decided that because you, my son, had delivered such impassioned tefillos before the Kisei HaKavod, that you are going to be given the flower of Chiyas HaMesim. V'osi shalchu lavo elecha b'chalom alayla, lahodi'acha shetelech lemaras ha-machpela, ushar kibros hanavim lachiyosam, V'yaviu es Mashiach tzidkenu. And it was going to be your job, my son, to what? Take the flower, go to Maras HaMachpelah, go to Hebron, awaken the Avos and the Maos, and they were going to go ahead and tell the Mashiach that it was time to come. As you can imagine, the incredible happiness and joy that was occurring in Shamayim. Right, Malachi Alyon Unishamos Tzadikim Samchu. The angels were rejoicing, the neshamas of tzaddikim were rejoicing. V'ra'ash gadol v'yelala na'asa itzel ha-satan v'akat dilei. Ma ya'asu ato. So in heaven there were mixed emotions. The tzaddikim, the malachim, were thrilled. Finally the time of Mashiach had arrived. The satan and his compatriots were not very happy. Right? How could it be? We're finally going to have Mashiach come. So v'yis'atzu l'ramos oscha. So the Satan conspired, we'll have to stop in a moment, Satan conspired to take this flower from you. And my son, my precious son, understand that flower that you had was the flower of Tchias HaMesim. And that man who showed up in the carriage was none other than the Satan himself. You sold the flower of Tchias HaMesim for a loaf of bread. You sold the flower of Tchias HaMesim. You sold the flower of redemption and resurrection for a loaf of bread. All right, we'll have to stop over here. All right, sorry. We'll pick up in session 5:45 tomorrow morning. We're going to pick up again. We'll say it's a very powerful Maisa, and what the Piagetzna does with the Maisa is incredibly amazing as well. Memchasim Yeretz Hashem tomorrow.